Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Clevercast podcast.
Yes, I got sir.
One try this time. Clevercast podcast. Yeah, yeah.
The cast of all.
See, you know it's lit when the guy has that long pause. What's his last name?
So how far, guys?
Hope you guys have been good. I'm sorry we have not pushed out this episode like sooner.
I don't
shut up. Shut up. This guy just shut up. Just keep quiet, man. Like, just keep quiet.
Bosso claims that his work is more important than you guys. So.
And
that's all I have to say.
With the way dollar they go up like this, make you guys no vex.
All my niggas hate boss.
With the way dollar they go up, make you guys no vex.
So today we are inviting Victor for this episode.
Yeah.
So Victor, say hi to him.
Guy, I'm shy, man.
You're too late. Too late for that. Too late for that. Shouldn't have replied our messages.
Nah, man, don't worry.
So that's Victor. He's been our guy for a long time. You know the vibes.
What vibes do we know about?
I don't know, man.
So, what vibes are you referring to?
Like, him being our friend for a long time.
How is that vibe?
Just leave it, man. Just leave it. So, this topic, moving on. So, this topic is on strict parents. ETC. I.E. Nigerian parents.
African parents.
African parents.
In general.
In general, no.
I can't really shout, but...
I can really like it.
I can really like mad. Like, the relation is... See, I really... Bah. I just be like that. So, you know, like... Okay, for all those who are, you know, new gen listeners, I don't know what your parents are.
Gen. What is new gen?
So, the thing is, like... Actually, you're not Gen Z.
Yeah, but wait. Gen Z is between what year?
We are Gen Z, guys. I think it's 1998.
No, but I think forward Gen also. Z,
yeah, I know I'm Gen Z because we've checked it before.
Yeah, we're definitely Gen Z.
Yeah. So the thing is, like African parents basically are just overly strict parents because of different reasons and, like, maybe because of like their past experiences or the way they were brought up.
Guy,
so
man, trauma.
These niggas need therapy.
But they won't admit it. It's just half, like that.
Half of our parents need therapy.
We love them though. Like, I mean, they're our parents, but we just have to admit.
Guy, love is a strong word.
Oh, yeah. I love my parents.
Guy, you
know, I love my friends. I'm
drunk. This
guy said love is a strong word.
I mean,
they don't do my guy strong.
I'm coping with them. Let's just put it like that.
Yeah, I love my parents, child.
No, but living with them,
cope with them.
Living with them is a spot on its own. Because it's tiring, first of all, from the time you wake up.
Yeah,
so tiring. The time you say, okay, actually, let me go and sleep. Bro,
sometimes you even contemplate just moving out to the streets because of how they can be.
I've thought about this thing like at least 5 times within this year. Running away. Just running away. Like I don't
plan. Exactly, just leave.
It is tiring, to be honest. Like, it's tiring. I'm like, for someone like me, that I'm more of an indoorsy person. Yeah, so like,
did you say indoorsy?
Indoors, you know.
Even if it was me, we hear the end of it, but indoors, if I slap you, that'd be really indoors.
Because the thing is, I'm not an introvert. But
I just like being inside.
Exactly. Yeah. So what would you describe it? Insider.
But I don't mean talking indoors, you know. What free me?
You say you're an introvert.
I'm not an introvert.
Or you don't have
money. Shall I say you're Omo get inside? That's true. Shall I say Omo get inside?
Omo, that's true. See, I'm an introvert, or am I broke?
Yeah.
Sakba. Sakba is to blame.
I think I just broke, to be honest.
Guys, Victor is giving me some opera vibes. Are you broke or are you broke?
With the Sakba
being therapy, do you need money?
Guys, my guys are dropping germs, man. Do you need therapy or do you need money? Listen. Yeah.
But more therapy needs money still.
Facts. Therapy needs money. So like,
smoke.
My father. That's all I'm going to say.
What about the code Bible?
That's all I'm going to say.
So okay, so guys, so let's start. Yeah. So like, we are basically going to share our experiences. Me and Pelimi. Like, personally, I'm going to share experiences coping with our parents and things like we had to go through, because Victor didn't, you know, he didn't have this.
Victor, na in it, boy.
Yeah, in it, kid. In it.
How big?
So me and Premier are going to be sharing our experiences and like what we went through growing up with strict parents. Thank God for life now, Sha. Thank God, say man, don't get job. Don't feed the old man down anymore.
Yeah, funny enough.
Jobless you.
Come on, if you have any jobs, if you have any jobs, hit us up.
This guy, come
my
on.
My email
man.
Address is kelimiokwamisi@gmail.com.
Stop, God, oh my guy.
If you have any jobs, hit me up, I beg.
Okay, so first things first, yeah, we're going to talk about like something that strict parents used to make their kids do, and that was like the curfew. So there are times when you could go out. Like, when it was when I brought up the idea, and I was like, bro, you even had a curfew. I'm on me. I don't get curfew. We're going to be curfew. Come on for hours first. Maybe they tear your head. You go sorry. Which one be curfew?
Funny enough, yeah, I can remember the last time. Curfew, man. The last time, my father was, he acts like he cannot remember this. But I can remember the last time he flogged me. So last time he flogged me, I think I was 14 or so.
You're 14?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, he doesn't normally do the flogging. My mom does the exorcism and the flogging. So, what happened was, I went out to see someone, yeah, inside Magodo.
Yeah.
And then on my way back, there's this particular woman, bro. This woman talks a lot. My whole family knows she talks a lot. Yeah. All of them, my family talk a lot. So, like, whenever you see her, try your best to avoid her,
man.
So, this woman, she pulls up on me on my way back home. She says, oh, that blah, blah, blah. It's been a while since I've seen you. How's school doing? Blah, blah, blah. Many. Eventually, for some reason, she invites me to her yard. Oh, her yard is like, her yard is just like less than 30 seconds from my yard.
She touch you.
Oh, but I swear, I was about to ask because milk story is going, man.
Oh, and I've loved if it was a milk story, but my teeth.
Hey, jeez. Hold up.
What happened was, so I went there, so I was meant to be back home by 6.
Yeah.
And then I was there. This one was talking, 6 o'clock, 6:30. And my parents are so strict that I didn't have a phone, so they couldn't reach out to me. So basically, I was just there vibing.
Listening.
I go back to the yard, try to explain what happened. Nobody was ready to listen to me. My father,
it's none of their business.
Do you understand?
I don't care, man.
My pops.
No, that.
He sent my beloved sister. So I have two sisters, yeah, and one of them is basically like me. So like we can relate, but and he chose her
to get the belt.
Yeah,
that's the worst thing. Oh my god.
So I saw, you know how you see something happen in slow motion.
Yeah, it's like you watch her go upstairs.
Watch her come back downstairs.
Yeah, you pray that she never comes back.
You feel
betrayed. If you guys watch Succession, I felt like Roman.
God.
I felt betrayed by my own family. So she came back downstairs, gave this man the whip. This man flogged me blue, black, yellow, black and white, whatever color you want to name it. And then till date, it denies that never happened. So now it's just gaslighting me at this point. My own father is gaslighting me.
It was just another day for
you.
For me, on the other hand, like when you said, like my mom does the light flog. My dad does the heavy lifting when it gets too serious. Yeah, like okay, but growing up, I wasn't such a rascal, Sha. But I remember back then, yeah. What happened? Yes, there was this day. So what happened? Like, at home, I think that was like SS1 or so. Yeah. I broke the center table. It was glass. Popsy dropped it like a week ago. So me, I just made my mind that I was going to be beaten. Like I was so sure I was going to be beaten. I don't like see. So you know when you're like you thought about all scenarios.
Just
you're like Doctor Strange. You don't check all the multiverses.
Check possibilities.
To check if say they go beat you. You don't know say you know beat survive bomb.
Yeah.
Momsi got home. When Momsi got home from the gate, I told her mommy I broke table. She already knew. I don't know, for some reason, she was actually trying to say, oh, no, I was shocked. Then my dad gets home around like 9. My dad got to my house. I went to the car, carried, because that time when my dad comes home, brings them fruits and bread, carried food, carried bread, carried newspaper. And I enter my room like this, wore my shorts. I don't say I was remove shirt last. I came to the room. I saw Bobsi just talked to me, but what happened? I told him that I broke the table. Next thing, my dad says, Hope you didn't enjoy you.
Aww,
I was like,
that guy's cute. That guy's cute.
I was like, what's going on? Like,
oh, well, that guy's asking.
You know,
I hope that table didn't enjoy you because I'm about to enjoy you.
Like, that was the first time, like, my dad proved me wrong and he beat me here. But there was another time, I got robbed on the road.
Jesus Christ.
What
led up to that?
Okay, but this one, I think I had to come here. But I just went to beat me. I thought to feel surprised, but I don't know, he found out somehow. So that day, I was coming from school.
Yeah.
And like, my dad had warned me because I used to play football after school and stuff. Pops had already warned me that if I come one more time, my clothes like dirty or stuff, very, very dirty, that I'm going to be in trouble. So that day I was coming back home, I was already, like, my socks was dirty, clothes dirty, dirty.
Do you know, like, I can literally, I can envision Boston's thought process of this thing. So like,
all school boys drop guys, I formulate lies, say, God. I they wanted to rob me on the road or something. They wanted to kidnap me. I think it was kidnapped because, I mean, I'm a kid. What would they steal from me? So I got to tell my dad that. Daddy, I told mom, see, this kidnapper was wanted to carry me. I don't know what was in my head that time. I was not trying to...
I'm sure there were so many other things.
I was not trying my best to not get caught, yeah? Like, to not get beaten by him for, again, playing football. That's... My small mind just thought that the best thing to do was to tell them that I got that day, my dad didn't do anything. Not the next morning, you saw the morning devotion out, you know, normal vibes.
Yeah.
After devotion, people started talking about lying and stuff. I want to say the guy don't love me, but I don't see my stood down. See guys, the worst guys, I'm going to make a poll here. The worst punishment as a kid had to be that pig. I can see. I'm ready to go to the end of the earth with this thing.
Whoever found that
punishment needs to be checked into a psychiatric
hospital. There's that days of the week thing that like they tell you to, like you like a chair. You stand like a chair with your hands out.
Yeah.
Get out of this guy.
Yeah. Like with your ride or cardo or some shit.
Exactly.
Like that. Get out. No, guy. Pigpin was the worst. No, Pigpin guy. See, Pigpin. Pigpin. You are shaking.
I remember, I can't remember what happened one Saturday morning. I don't know what happened, but I fucked up. That's all I know. I fucked up. And I think it was after school had closed, and I think that's what's it called, that term I didn't do so well. So I remember a Saturday I woke up really early to watch cartoons, and my dad was like, see, get fucked up with you. So I went back then because my dad would always sleep in on Saturdays. So I snuck back out,
bro. The way he just came out of his room,
my dad came out immediately. I just said, fuck. No, I didn't just say that, but I just said that I was fucked. Yeah, and he told me to come to his room. I went to his room, then told me to pick pin.
Guy, it feels like years are passing as you are just like,
I was sweating from my head.
Yes.
Like I was crying.
Yeah, like there'll be a pool of water under where you are. That's how much sweat will go on your body.
But wait, it's a practical thing. But so you are gonna pick people for 5 minutes, then not do Okada for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Who's doing that with you? Why don't you do it? Fam, free me.
No,
man. Get everyone else a pick pin. This has been relieved childhood trauma. This man.
You know, I cannot imagine actually like doing any of those things again.
God forbid.
I saw a video on Twitter, one was like a couple months ago, where one guy, I think it wore cargo and then soldiers.
Frog jump.
A grown ass man.
You don't want to get into trouble with soldiers.
You really don't.
Those guys don't have laws.
those guys have like your own republic, man.
I don't want to think.
Like, okay, guys, so another thing, on growing up was access to mobile phones. So, when did you get your first phone?
Funny enough, my first phone, my first actual phone, before I used to, like, steal my mom's phone.
Yeah, literally, my mom would play games.
But, like, my first phone was an iPhone 4.
Oh, man,
Yeah, it was my sister's. I think it was in. I can't remember exactly, but I think it was my sister's old phone.
Yeah.
She got the phone, she used it for a while. And then she gave it to me because, like, I think something happened. She switched to a BlackBerry.
Okay.
So she gave me the phone. And I actually enjoyed that phone for a brief moment. Then my parents said, okay, you're in boarding school, you don't need the phone. What does that even mean? Am I going to die in this school? Like, when I'm going to come back, what am I going to use?
Yeah,
actually.
Man, I don't know.
What was your first phone?
My first phone was a Visa phone.
Okay. Yeah, my first phone was one of those small Multilinks or something.
That was in primary six.
I think that was around the time I got a phone too. Multilinks.
I don't think those ones count.
Okay.
Or like your first proper
phone. Okay, first proper phone. Was it Sony M4 or something? I shouldn't know it was Sony Xperia.
I had a Walkman, but I wouldn't call it a smartphone. Was it a smartphone?
No. My first proper phone.
Wait, what is it? Sony Xperia Z.
No.
I had this Nokia X. Is it XE or E5? Sorry.
E5, that buttons.
It had this QWERTY keyboard.
Yeah.
Like, my first proper phone, apart from all those normal rubbish phones, was actually Sony. So I think Sony M something. Yeah, I love that phone like mad. Like, that phone had everything. Yeah, I think my phone to pretty good that year. Yeah,
I always have.
Like, that phone went wow. Always in Bangkok. You know the vibes.
They stole it.
They stole the phone, man.
Yeah, I always had bad experiences with phones. And my screen is not terrible, it's not cracked, just like at the edges, like ink.
Yeah, let him keep telling you that. Yeah.
Ink is creeping in. But so the thing is, I won't say it's a terrible experience. I think it's more of a privacy experience, because like when it comes to strict parents, you don't have privacy.
No,
so
actually, man, so you don't.
At some point, I think it was the first time was just one or two. So because I was using my mom's phone to use my Facebook and shit.
Yeah.
One time, I wouldn't say I logged out. I think I logged out, but like she still got.
She got into your Facebook.
Exactly. And then she now goes through this girl's chat with me.
Oh,
and she now
sees,
basically like my mom was literally looking at kiddie porn, because like she was looking at like small kids, small girls. And like,
God. So what have you done?
So this one now like calls me and she's saying that, oh, why am I like collecting nudes from girls? Blah 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 blah. And I didn't know how to defend myself.
A bad boy.
Stupid.
So like I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know how to deal with that situation. Yeah, so I just like obviously confess. Because me personally, I like confessing to my sins very, very. Because like it's easier to just confess and than for you to lie and dig a deeper hole.
Deny till I die.
And then the second time, GSF3. This other girl. But this time I caught us like twice. And then my mom actually, this time she texted the girl. Saying that, and my mom does this thing, she doesn't have boundaries sometimes. Yeah. Even girls that come over, let's say the girl wears like short dress or something, or like a see-through dress.
I think Nigerian parents are just inclined, like Nigerian women are just inclined to do that. I don't know, they just do that. Like, mom has done it before. Like, I've seen like people's moms do it. I'm like it's cringe somehow, but they just do it. It's just weird.
If outside, become my mom sees shops breakfast club, that thing, I'm going to laugh.
Yeah,
I'm going to eat. I'm going to laugh like a bastard. Because
use Google to beat someone's mom to your Tinder.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, I saw that one. No. I think the woman had come because she dropped the story. You saw the story,
I saw the story.
But that one was crazy.
Okay, no matter what it is, they always
have to come in.
If you're walking on your own and the random woman comes to you and says that, oh, what you're wearing is too revealing, that don't you have shame? I swear to God, if I was a woman, I would have slapped that bitch.
I'll definitely disrespect you, but I don't think.
Because
there'll be
physical altercation.
I'm definitely going to disrespect
But that moment already come. She slapped the baby first.
Yeah, she slapped the baby first.
You slapped her first, man. Like,
the issue was a parking space. I didn't really get into the story.
The woman was covering the baby's car, and she had called. And it wasn't even the woman's car. So the woman just came and started putting mouth, oh, no concern. And then the babe was like, how was this concerning you? So the woman was still forming something. Next thing, from here to here, slap. And the girl was on the map before. Oh my, the girl was on the map. Change it for the woman, man.
no matter what your mom does, if you hear someone decked outside,
Omo, you go change your mom. You don't want to know what she did.
When I say breakfast, I don't mean like someone
beat okay, okay. Like,
I mean like someone actually changed just for change her. Tell her like, Mrs. Whoever you are, it's none of your business that way. If I want to walk naked, as long as it's legally binding, leave me alone. And someone clears her like that, that she comes to come and rants to us saying that we should side her.
Yeah.
Omo, I tell you, sorry for you. We told you from the house.
Yeah.
So, oh, man. So this thing she does, let's say the girls come over here, and then, first of all, I don't even know how my parents didn't know I was sexually active till this year.
Okay.
Because they just found out they said I was sexually active.
And oh, yeah. This guy told me.
Bro, my, literally, like, a lot of girls come.
Yeah.
Unless they think I'm
Get the load of Mr. Get the load of Mr.
Because, like, I don't just know how they just at least perceive that, okay, maybe this guy is just doing something on the deal. He's just kissing. So sharp. What was that again?
Yeah, about the
baby. Yeah, so they'll come over, and my mom would not be like, she won't say that at the beginning. First, obviously, like, as you enter the house, you have to greet my parents, right?
Yeah.
So the girl goes and greets my mom. And then when she's about to leave, or like in between,
she'll just pull up and
she'll just say, she won't pull up. That's the thing, my mom. She doesn't even go directly.
Yeah.
She'll be like, oh, you know, you're a princess. You know, you're a queen.
Oh, she just corners.
Your body's the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Do you understand?
All those, you know.
And then she'll now say, I don't want to get into the spiritual aspect, though, but she'll still get to it.
After you've already said.
So, like, I'm like, please.
Yeah.
Whatever, like, even if you bring it up, right?
Yeah.
It already makes them uncomfortable. They don't really feel welcome. Because, number one, if they are okay wearing what they want to wear,
yeah,
it shouldn't be an issue. Number two, if their parents are okay seeing them where they want to wear,
you shouldn't.
Do you understand? Like, so there's no reason why you should actually like now make a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
Or more, at the end of the day, my mom still has made one girl never come here again. She's never said it first. Because she just feels weird. And not, she didn't even wear anything. She wore, what's the stuff called? That Twitter dress.
What Twitter dress?
Guy, there's this Twitter dress now that is green and flowery and
it was like last year.
So me and this girl
dress was hot, though.
Guy, like mad.
Guy, it was.
It was just nice now. It's just alright.
Yeah, just nice.
No. I mean, just nice. Like, I mean, it's not something that she should like complain about.
Guy, my mother, she's extra.
Yeah, I understand, man. Nigerian parents.
No, I think when it comes to dressing and all that stuff, babe, my mom see can be like that, so.
Yeah, my mom see is definitely like that, too.
Yeah.
I mean, another thing that Nigerian parents was being like, well, those are religious, I know, for being overly religious.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, it's just, like okay, for example, for me now, like, they almost attribute almost everything to like
either
God doing this or the devil doing this or like I'm like shit just happens here.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that my dad, my dad is an idealist in the way that he's religious.
Yeah.
Like my dad's like a pastor proper. My dad, if you are stupid.
Oh, your dad's a pastor.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm serious.
Let's do that. So the thing is that, like,
I wanted to say it turned out fine, but I don't
know. I'm dying.
Shut up, baby. If you are stupid, my dad would play you like, this is not spiritual shit. You just became you are source of your problem, not don't blame Jesus or the devil or something.
Yeah.
But my mom on the other hand, mom sick like any small like mom sick says because you did this or you feel me I understand like it's the way they were brought up, but it's sometimes it gets overwhelming.
Yeah.
Like there are times when. Like, okay, so we are redeemed, like, RCCG, that's the church we go to.
Yeah.
So, you know, they do this Friday stuff.
Yeah.
Omo, there are times when in the night, like, okay, around, like, 1 a.m., like, Daddy Gio is preaching. Like, sometimes it's nice.
You call him Daddy Gio.
Like, I'm fucking tired. I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
I'm tired as fuck.
Yeah.
Then my mom's like, and the mom's like, Bosun, wake up. I'm like, okay, wake up. I'm woken up. Like, I get, like, it's nice or no. Like, I respect man of God and all, but Man, I'm just tired. Like, yeah. You have to understand, I'm just tired.
At the end of the day,
I'm just tired.
For them, it is God first. No.
God first. It is always God
then
first.
The pastor, then the people around you, then their friends, and then you and your own personal feelings and emotions. Because
you feel you sure.
I think your personal feelings and
emotions. Bro, it's not valid anywhere. Like, nah, they don't even care.
Get fucked.
See. Before, at first, yeah, if you go to my mom and say, oh, yeah, mommy, I'm depressed, she'll be like, what are you depressed? There's no depression. You're just sad. Yeah. You're broke. But like oh, now, but like
now. Depressed, think depression is like some spiritual attack or something.
But at least now, she's actually
Or they used to, yeah. They used
at least
to
now, they're understanding attack. That, like, they're actually depressed. So like now, if you go and say you're depressed, it's more like, uh-uh, depressed, babo. You have all this, you have all that.
Yeah.
I mean, they are getting what it means little by little, but they don't still fully grasp it in a way. And I thank God for their life, shall I? They are getting there.
There was a period my dad thought I was depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think he had been nursing the thoughts for a while.
Okay.
Then there was one time we went out together. I was driving.
Yeah.
And there was this big ass truck that was coming. At an intersection, and I just drove right past it.
Bro, what?
Then my dad was looking at me like, what is wrong
with this man?
This guy was living on the edge.
After that, it was just at Badu Expressway. Then when I got to Otedola under the bridge, I had an accident there.
Bro.
So after that day, when we got back home, my dad was like, guy, like, is there something wrong?
Exactly. Is this what we were talking about?
I know you drive well, so like, what happened today? After that, he had just been monitoring me. I had to leave, man.
Man, I was tired, man. Like, go to tell him. Okay, so after I left Babcock, yeah, because I did my IT in one company, yeah.
Yeah.
So after I left Babcock, so like, normally I went back there to drop my letter, like, I'm done with school now. I want to continue. I'm more like, so it's coming to go out to reply me. So during that time, like, personally, I was not like, I didn't like staying at home all the time and stuff. So my dad literally noticed, my mom noticed. Like, so then once you come up, you'd be like, Bosu, is everything good? Are you alright? Like, I'm like, I'm calm, right?
Yeah.
If I'm not alright, like, there's nothing you can do about it, really. But like, Momsi was really worried. Exactly, that's all they would do, pray.
Okay. I mean, no. Like, well, you can't blame them because...
Yeah, exactly, that's what they know.
They feel like they are doing their best.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Submitting your problems to God.
Can that literally be barest minimum? How many seconds would it take to pray to God? That for you to actually go outside and start running on the streets.
If you include all the shady bubble. Now add extra time too. So
wow.
Do you know how many times I'll wake up, I'll hear my mother.
Bro, my dad. Oh my God.
But sometimes I'll wake up
so much. Before he sleeps, this man is praying. In tongues, everything in the morning, he's doing this like, man.
Personally, my mom is not idea because like my dad is a very, very rational person. Like, before he comes to God, he first do all his normal.
Yeah, okay, everything that he can do, everything he can do.
Yeah, my mom, on the other hand, she'll say, okay, let's first pray
about it.
We'll pray and then pray and then we'll pray a couple times and then we'll go to the mountain, pray for a couple more times.
Yeah, you pray, boss. If you are eating at home, if she serves you food or when you go to take your food from the kitchen, if you are sitting on the dining to eat. Because me, I don't like eating when my mom sees. My mom loves watching TV while she eats stuff. Like, this woman watching whatever she's watching and the side of her eye
is looking at you also.
She's gauging to see if I prayed first. before I start eating. I'll just look. immediately she catches you, she'll just ask you, did you pray?
You can't lie because she has seen you already.
Now I don't go to church anymore. So anything that happens in my life right now,
it's because you don't pray.
You don't go to church.
You don't go to church.
Bro,
you don't have a relationship with your God.
And there's this thing my mom has been saying since I've been a fucking toddler guy.
She's always saying, a life without Christ is a crisis.
Word.
Idea.
Idea, man. Word. See, life without Christ is a crisis. I'm lying, man. See. Guy, let Kanye hear that. Let Kanye just hear that. Let Kanye just hear that. Drop under two like
this. Longest time, bro. And Omo.
Especially that side eye thing, bro. That's why that's one of the reasons why I hate going at my parents. Especially my mom.
Guy,
they will give you a child. You want to eat. You are hungry.
Guy, you are dying.
You are dying. You are down bad. She will give you one dirty eye. It came so bad. I said I have PTSD.
Bro, like I'll look around first. See, it became so bad, yeah. After I left my parents and started living with my guy, I don't like eating outside. Like, my guy has noticed it. My parents, like, I don't eat outside. Apart from office food.
Yeah.
And my guy's, like, at home. I don't eat outside.
Yeah. Personally,
like, it's become a thing. Like, I don't
think it's
anymore.
A matter of pride for them.
Funny enough.
Yeah, it's a thing of pride for them that I can reject food. I'm like, what's pride about that? You're hungry, man. It's not the person going to poison you.
God. Me, the only reason why I don't eat. Okay, so I'll eat more outside than at my guy's side. Because a lot of my guys can't cook. Me, I be chef.
Yeah, but inside, Ben is actually a good cook, man.
I'm a chef. They call me what? Chef Pablo.
Oh my god.
This Victor guy
calls him that. I swear to God, nobody calls him
that.
See,
I want to quote Victor. Victor said, this child is so good, they're taking Gordon Ramsay for his money. They're going to turn Gordon Ramsay to Corey this bag.
Come on. Just put some respect on my name.
I'm whisking the eggs in bed and I'm whisking the eggs in the kitchen. What are you saying, man?
Guys, what to one thing, yeah? Like, she told me this because I can't remember because I was still very. She said at this time, my dad took the family to one of his boss's house for like, they had to get together. Back then, I was really little. One thing I kept. Disturbing them before can live. I know how to fucking live.
Etiquette.
You understand?
So what was like? I kept disturbing them because the point I started crying.
Yeah.
And my dad is that kind of person. Like, okay, my dad is like cooked to anger. Yeah. He was still a nice guy. So what was like when they go back to the car like this?
Anger issues.
My dad changed it for me. They might not beat the shit out of me in the car before we even got home. I can't remember, but I can't imagine how it was. Once I was crying at the dining table, just crying, and I wanted a fucking knife.
Bro, how do you cry over a fucking knife?
This one I know I was a fucking stubborn kid. Like, I was a very stubborn kid.
Yeah, I look at like what I want down to my
See, I was so stubborn that, like, so mom used to show me, I had pictures from my childhood. Yeah. And you know, like, my 1 year old birthday, there was this babe that was standing next to my cake. And the first frame of the picture, I was standing by my cake, but the second frame, I was about to, like, I think I was pushing ahead or something because I was standing too close to my cake or something. It was my cake. No, it was so close to my cake, man. Like, I was literally holding ahead the way I knew it was crying or something. In the second picture, like, I was a stubborn kid.
Parents hate that when they take you to someone's house and. Yeah. See, I swear, it's a matter of pride.
Yeah, it's a matter of pride for them.
My dad went to his. His partner at the law firm went to his house. He was having, I don't know what he was having, but we went there. And, guy, I was starving. Guy, I did die.
Never chop.
There was so much chow. Guy, and his kids, we all went upstairs. His kids were offering me chow. And I was like, guy, I can't eat this thing. So I went to ask Popsy first. So the fact in my mind, I was like, okay,
the fact you did having, the right thing, exactly. Yeah, so, like, daddy, can I eat?
I'm just telling you, not because I'm seeking for permission, but just to do the right
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
Because whether I like it or not,
I'm a child. Because like I'm eating it, but you have known.
Whether I like it or not, I'm a child. This thing, this man gave me this stern look. Like, if you try, I'm
before you even reach out, we don't serve you.
Guy, see, that just made me so angry. I was just complaining all through. Immediately, we now go back home. They gave me rice and stew, guy. Guy, why try some
stew? After what the major child we see for my guy house.
Guy,
the white house studio for me. Let it be this. Let it be this.
See, I was sad. And I rejected it.
Popsy, go fix. After saying you're hungry, after you stop my life, you're hungry.
But they didn't beat me, Sharp. But
they don't beat you now. You be butty boys. Yeah, see, I said, man. I think I can't remember what happened. Okay, so I can remember what happened actually. My mom, see, the day she actually exercised, she removed a demon inside me. And funny enough, it was something very small.
Life-changing so experience.
It's not even a life, it's a traumatic experience that, like, I was keeping around. I'm like, my mother really did it to me with my sisters. Those two girls, don't worry. Their children, they could hear them. Because, so what happened was that my mom told me to, like, help her clean the freezer, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I already removed everything from the freezer. Like, I removed most of the stuff from the freezer. So it was just, like, water and, like, the melted ice. And for me to do that very well, I need to, like, tilt
the freezer.
The water will go. And then she said, I should stop tilting it. And I couldn't do it without tilting it.
Exactly. You have to.
Unless, like, she gave me, like, something like a packer that had a flat surface that can just, like, screw edges. Bro. Then she now wanted to, what's that stuff called again? That's what they used to stare Amala. What's that thing called?
Yeah, I don't know. I just call it turning stick, man.
Yeah, turning stick, basically. Turning stick. Yeah. Bro, it's better in Yoruba.
Yeah, the name Yoruba is better, but I've gotten turning stick.
It's a sweet name. But as I was turning that thing, she naturally come from my back. But me, I be Spider-Man, I get reflexes.
Don't dodge out.
I dodged the first one. She only beat me again and I held the stick this time. She just like,
never hold the stick, man. Never hold that thing.
And I held the stick. And she just like, you want to beat me, I'll be. Beat me, she just left the stick for me. I said, I'm not going to beat you. And I'll throw the stick on the floor.
Wait, why did they always do that?
Guy, I was in SS2 or SS1. And I threw the stick on the floor. I'm not trying to beat you. Like, it's just unnecessary. She just like, unnecessary, I'll be. Yeah, no, I'll have no problem. I'll do it myself. She said, you do yourself, okay. And I left. Guy, I kid you not. 2 a.m.
She was.
Before 2 a.m., I wanted to eat dinner. She said, I can't eat dinner. That's. There's no food for me. Look, like, you know what? I didn't eat. I went to my bed. 2 a.m. I heard it. I heard my door open. I knew something bad was about to happen. This woman came in with my two sisters, my two beloved sisters, Oluwa Tosin and Oluwa Sheyi Opabisi. Two of them, Eunice, I can't remember Tosin's name. I can't remember Tosin's English name. But they came in, Eunice and Elizabeth. They came in. My mother brought rope.
To tell you.
She tied me to the bed.
Yeah, they tied you up.
They tied me to the fucking bed.
Guy, bro.
Just sleeping.
Yes, that guy was sleep through anything. And the thing is that I didn't want to shout because I didn't want like the neighbors to know and everything. Yeah. So like at this point, I'm like, I'm ashamed of myself. I'm ashamed for my family. So let me just take this like a man. Almost she tied me. Okay. 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock.
Wait, she just tied you to the bed there.
Time it
before. Oh, wait, they were not even wiping you. She
flogged me at the beginning, but like after a while, since I was shouting, so like she just left.
Wait, is it like she just wanted to go and get food or what?
Guys, she just wanted to put it. I don't know, maybe she was one of the demons at that point in time, but like that was unnecessary. Okay. That was mad unnecessary.
Guys, because the fact, you know why it's killing me? Because 2 a.m., guys, she was probably just chilling.
Guy,
and she was like, she was just this stupid boy.
Guys, she said that.
Like, she don't mean you, she didn't wait. Don't worry, I'll get you. I'll get you.
The worst part about this thing is not even about what my mother did. It's my beloved sisters.
Yeah.
This food, I'll say, yeah, I have your back.
Guys, she don't threaten them.
Exactly. See, that's why I can't blame them, man. She must have threatened them.
And show me that if I call them now, ask them
they'll laugh about it. I'm like,
don't laugh. Remember. They'll say they can't remember. I say no. I have that traumatic experience. No,
bro.
That was because it was mad honest, right? I'm like, just because I held the stick, just the stick.
Yeah. Nah. See what my mom did when I did that to my mom. Mom was like, "Don't beat me. Eh? Don't worry. Beat me. Beat me." Then after everything, I went to my room. I didn't eat. Yeah. So my dad, I was vexed too. My dad now came, was like, "Do you know your son did? He wanted to beat me. His mother, mom was wrecking everything." Funny enough, Popsy called me. I thought Popsy was going to beat me. He beat me, just cleared me that. How you do that? This is Popsy was satisfied. Popsy vexed. Is that all you do? I said, so that is it. So all you do.
So she did it herself.
No, she didn't beat me. She was like.
Popsy not that no.
She was like, fine, I'll do it myself. Omo, guy, I just want to feed me, guy. I the bones are the vex, not in there, I just in my room. Then when I get like 15 naira, but no back then, 15 naira, I can buy some biscuits and stuff.
God, 15 naira, I can
back then, like, beg, yeah, now. Yeah, like,
don't
then.
Remember,
true, I beg. So, like, so, morning, I didn't chop. afternoon, I didn't show up.
At least you're not tied to a thing.
Night, I was starving like a bitch.
Guy, you know
Omo,
if you scratch your body.
Can't
you understand?
That's
all
I can do. Scratch. Yeah, I was tied up. Guy.
But I'm sorry, man.
I would never do that to my worst enemy. Actually, maybe.
Yeah. But the fact that I even remembered.
How would I forget such a thing?
If something like that should happen to me, I could just lock him up.
Yeah.
I swear.
I always try to deal with my trauma.
Because me, I know if I don't... The thing is, I can't even remember if I have any childhood trauma. I'm sure I did.
Yeah, but you can't just remember.
I can't remember because, you know, I don't lock him.
Another thing that John Prentice did here was that, like when you were little, if you notice, like, for guys that are strict parents, you don't really have, like, friends apart from the ones you met at church, if you think about this. Even though you met at church.
When I see you, don't you.
Like, personally, I didn't really have any friends except from the ones I knew from church.
You're school friends.
You understand?
No, but I had this friend. There was one friend I had. The guy lived next to my house. Okay. Justin. Yeah, no, I can't forget that.
They always allow those ones. Yeah, I mean, since the
funny enough, when we moved to Magodo,
yeah,
I had just one friend, one girl like this that pops used to work a card with a brother girl. So the fat baby, but like, she used to give us candy.
Wait, was it that?
Yeah.
that sounds wrong. Guys, she used to give us candy.
Yeah, very messed up.
What were you not laughing?
I was laughing because I remember I told him the story. Yeah, the
no, guy, the story.
Like, she was giving us like eclairs and shit. I'm like, I love this babe, right?
Mm.
But everybody else in my go do to say I can't go to their yard, I can't do this, I can't do that, unless they know their parents from church. But I still have friends from school. I still have friends from
I had friends in school, but like
Instagram,
like,
but they couldn't come to the house.
Yeah, they couldn't come to the house.
Did you say Instagram?
I swear.
This guy, you done Instagram as a kid, Maduro?
Not as a kid per se, but like, yeah.
But I mean, when did Instagram?
When did Instagram start?
Guys, Instagram started like in junior school.
In junior school, guy, don't make me feel old, I beg.
Guy, no.
Yes,
no, that's like junior school.
Google it.
Was it junior school?
Yes, you have to be junior school.
Guy, I swear, I don't
know. Guy, Instagram was created like 2009.
Bro.
Google it.
I think I started using Instagram, but like
that's 2009. I think I was in
SS3 or SS2 or something.
2009, I was in GS3.
I think that's when I started using Instagram.
Yeah, I was in GS3. Guy, I'm old, man.
Yeah, no, we're the same age.
Yeah, but I finished like secondary school.
Can these guys' parents don't love him? Like, it's so clear. Cause how was he
such an asshole?
No. Cause like me,
he's an asshole. This guy,
first of all, his parents don't flog him. They don't love you. They don't, our parents show love to
guys. You know, I'm the only child,
true. Guy, was not the only child. Oh my god, this guy was the only child.
First of all,
this guy would be a cunt if he was the only child.
Nah, but I don't actually be an asshole.
I'll be a
guy. You know, he's really an asshole now.
You know, all those white boys, all those 13 reasons why boys, all those boys. I'll be one of those guys for sure.
Yeah, blame you. Oh my god.
For sure.
Blame you.
No, man. My parents never really beat me. But at least they were able to instill some values in me.
What is that series with rule?
With what?
Rule.
Rule?
Yeah.
Like rule, law.
R-U-E. Yeah, with this babe. This babe like dating Tom Holland.
Euphoria.
Oh, that guy.
I'll be that wise guy.
Is it the one that looks like Mac Miller?
What?
No, that guy looks like so much.
Oh my god!
That drug. Yeah, you think he was his brother because he looked like so much. Yeah,
Fez.
It's insane.
Yeah, I love that guy.
It's insane. How close they look.
And the guy had love for Rue.
Yeah, he actually did.
But yeah, that
stuff, man. I mean, thank God for our life, man.
Guy, Google this thing.
Guy, just flash it, man. Fast it.
Guys,
I'm sure I was in GS3 in 2000.
I think I was
in,
yeah.
I finished 2013.
Jesus Christ.
2013?
Yes.
Yo.
I failed math the first time I wrote to work, so I couldn't go to school.
Okay,
then
so
I had to write to work again.
You still want to Google
after
Google it.
After I wrote to work,
yeah.
Then Popsi and Mumsi, they start fighting. Should they school in Nigeria? Should they not school in Nigeria?
Mumsi, I hate that thing so much.
Because you have to give your wife peace or else you don't have peace.
Yeah.
Actually, 2010. 2010.
Yeah,
not bad.
One year difference.
I joined like... When did you guys finish secondary school?
2015, bro.
I think I finished 2015 too, yeah.
That was just 2 years now. Why are you making me so bad? Guy, fuck off.
Guy, you guys have 2 years.
That's not bad, though. Like,
yes, that's not bad.
Nigerian parents, child. Thank God for life, like...
Thank God for the internet because I thought that was mad.
True, thank
God
for the internet.
Because thank God that everybody can see that, okay, Omo, it's not just you.
Not just you, yeah.
It's actually
common experiences and stuff.
Yeah. Like, and the funniest thing is that it is so universal, it's crazy.
Yeah.
The same exact experiences, like, it is universal.
And it's just because of their upbringing, truly, like, the way they were brought up and things they went through.
Same program.
Like, Nigerian parents,
same trauma.
Same trauma. Like, see, many Nigerian parents really need therapy. It's just that, like, they don't see, like, they don't think they have a problem.
Guy, what do they need therapy for when they have Jesus? Why are you talking about
Jesus saves, man?
Guys, I want to actually make a shirt, Jesus saves, man. But like, it's going to be something.
No. Don't ask me. Is that, do you remember that shirt this guy wore? Frank Ocean wore to, like, he wore for that. When he wore, when he was in that store. That why hates? No, so some.
Oh, why something about homophobia? Blah blah blah.
Yeah. I
want to get that shirt. I have a picture. Just waiting.
Guy, the funniest thing I've seen so far is that meme. You know that meme of Mike Dean.
Yeah.
That Mike Dean crashing at his house at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And then Kanye West is knocking on his door saying, come on, record that. Yeah, Mike Dean printed that meme.
Yeah. Dude, there's some nice memes after
that. Did you see that guy, Kanye, fired? The screenshot.
Kanye is a Christian.
Kanye told him, go and find Jesus.
because he's not a Christian.
Because he wants to use his phone, so Kanye was trying to reach. Kanye was trying to reach out to him, saying that, okay, he wants to record again, like, studio time and everything. And then this guy reached out, answered Kanye, like, let's say, 8 hours later. And then Kanye is...
And he was rushing to the studio, but he was late.
Kanye said, you're fired. Go and find Jesus and come back.
No, he told him you're fired. Then the guy tried to explain. So the guy told him, Kanye told him, stop calling me.
Come on, you know what you do? I think we'll get our next episode talking about Kanye. So,
one more guy, Kanye.
I think that would be bad. Next episode, we'll talk about Kanye.
You can't. Because that man, bro.
Guy. Yeah, Kanye is crazy. Yeah, I love that guy. That's crazy. I love Kanye.
Do that cut off Kanye. I don't really.
How do you cut off Kanye?
I have.
I don't understand why. Cool
things. People who listen are probably going to have the same views, but I think Donda better than Sense
by far,
but a lot of
personally,
personally,
I do think it's better than specified.
Partially, I understand why per se. Because, like, first of all, Drake has created this persona around him that, like, you can literally just listen to the music and focus on the lyrics,
without the sound.
But, like, Kanye fans, they like the sounds,
that's what Kanye is like. Kanye puts so much, like, invest so much in the production.
He's
like
a producer first.
Invest so much production. Like, see, like, there are times when I just go on YouTube to watch Kanye in the studio because of how mad, like, it is when you watch him work.
Kanye actually, like,
can he samples a lot, man.
Yeah.
They're
actually very good samples.
Nowadays,
they're more obvious.
They're more obvious. But then,
before,
when that's and I wonder. If when I went to research that sample, now Kai is a genius.
That's crazy.
Kai is a genius.
But, like, at the end of the day,
Cook
of the matter is that Donda greater than
Sia. I beg, yeah. See, but I'm looking for controversy. Don't worry, we're talking about this later.
It's just facts.
Guys,
Donda is better than Sia.
It is.
Because everybody I know that listens to, like, that actually listens to other genres except from hip hop and rap.
Yeah,
they like.
Oh, I remember the first time I was listening to Certified Lover Boy. Guy, you've been over now. The way we just play FIFA. That's how I listen to
it. Yeah.
I just play FIFA and let it play. I remember I was just playing a game and I was like, Omo, I beg. I had to just pause.
And just listen. Exactly.
No. I'm talking about Certified Lover Boy because it was just fucking drag.
You know how?
You have to change it.
What is going on?
There's no song that you play on FIFA that wouldn't sound good.
Actually, because it's FIFA, man. Like, their playlists are always good.
I mean,
when you're playing, when you're playing along to FIFA.
A song to sound bad while you're playing FIFA, bro, that's on the track.
I wouldn't even say bad. It was just
not right.
Please.
The
shot this thing.
There's
off.
This guy I discovered a couple weeks ago. Yeah. Bro, I love this guy so much.
What's his name?
Jordi.
Guy.
Guy. Bro, Jordi. He has no misses.
Spell it.
J-O-R-D-Y. There was this day I came over to Pabis's house. Then that was the first time he told me about Jordi. We just stayed in the garden, guy, and we were just... you know the head busting thing was on shuffle, guy.
And we didn't even know that, like, guy all the songs
every song he has.
Yo,
bro.
That's bad, though.
He has no misses. He doesn't miss. Guy, he's too good. I'm not Spotify bro. Again. So, like, guy, just sweet songs, man. Jordi's too
good. Guy, Spotify is a bastard. I don't know what they do, but it just see.
Yeah, okay. You remember that?
See, Spotify's algorithm.
This
is,
nigga don't miss.
He don't miss.
Don't miss. Wait, no,
it's
spelled
so that good.
Okay, D-Y.
Guy, this guy don't fucking miss.
Nah, still good. Still that good.
Check him out. Check him out.
Guy, George. And since then. I've been rinsing Jordi. I don't even rinse this guy.
Oh, see that 813 song.
Bro, that one and the Uber, that
Uber X.
Guy, Uber X.
No worries. I'll check him out, man.
813, I can play it like 15 times. 15 times. See,
and especially when you're taking a drive and you listen to that song.
There's also just
especially when you're driving.
It's just a calm guy. See, I just want to go to a Jordi concert.
Well, you know what was also recently? I started listening to this guy. What's the guy's name? This guy that did this album, The Alchemist and Madlib, Freddie Gibbs.
He just started listening to
like a year ago. Omar!
Are you serious?
That guy!
Oh, no, Freddie Gibbs is hard.
Yeah, that guy is hard as.
You don't.
Yeah, Freddie's hard. You don't like him?
Wait, he's bored, I mean.
Yeah, he's bored.
That's why.
He does like. What? see, this guy needs help. Let me just help.
Nah, I like
him. It looks like more the same way. Like was this other guy that Frank Ocean before like.
Okay, you like him before. I remember we talked about
him. I thought the Christian guy.
It was Demola who made me like Frank Ocean.
No, who made like Frank Ocean?
Demola loved me. It was Demola and Tefa guy.
Demola. I don't talk about Demola.
It started with Tefa because I heard Swim Good. Tefa used to play Swim Good a lot.
The first song I liked by Frank Ocean was I think White Ferrari. No, White Ferrari is cracked. I don't see that song.
Yeah,
that ending scene where he goes to save a song. Guy, see, it feels like I'm floating when I see that thing. Guy,
it feels like I'm.
Tell me power. Yeah. I beg, we will close this.
This
is not waste time. Don't waste time. Guys, thank you guys for listening. Yeah. For those who are going to listen,
thank you guys for pulling up. Yeah. Thank you guys for downloading the app.
Thank you guys for the ones who made it to this part.
Do you understand?
I know a lot of you guys have.
People would have stopped listening by like 10 seconds.
Yes, yeah. We know you guys. We know you guys.
What time are you guys?
Your
name shows you.
Let me pull up. Run up on you guys.
I'm not running up on you.
But thanks, like really appreciate
it. To our listeners in Niger, in France, in Germany, in Spain, in Tokyo, Japan, we love you guys.
Beijing. Taiwan, we got you. Don't do that. Don't do that. Tell. I want them to listen.
Guys, so thank you guys for everything. I'm going to try to be more consistent. At this point in time, I'm going to say I'm cutting off Boso as a partner.
Don't worry.
I'm going to focus on myself.
Guys, don't worry.
Boso will make, excuses for Africa.
No, don't worry. I'll put my efforts. Thank you guys. See you next time.